Friend to Friend, Scripture Power, by Elder James B. Martino of the 70, from interviews by Michelle Garrett and Linda Davies. When my grandson Andrew was 7, his primary teacher challenged his class to read the scriptures for 100 days in a row. Andrew started reading and made it to 20 days when he missed a day, so he started over. Then he made it to 25, but he missed a day again. Here's what Andrew wrote to me.
I was a little mad, but I really tried hard the next time. I got into the habit of reading my scriptures every night. I picked them up without even thinking about it. Then I got to 100 days. When I was done, I thought, now I can stop. But my mom said I should keep reading. So I did, and I got good at it. My brother decided he would start too. I was happy that he started so he would get this good habit. He finished the Book of Mormon before he was baptized. My cousin also started reading scriptures. I was happy that he did, and that he's still doing it. I'm still reading my scriptures and haven't missed a day yet since. Now I'm 12, and I've been reading the scriptures for over 4 years.
But the story doesn't end there. Andrew and his cousin came to talk to the missionaries while I was on an assignment at the Missionary Training Center in Guatemala. They shared their story about reading the scriptures. The missionaries were impressed by Andrew and his cousin's commitment. I am grateful for Andrew's example. Not only did he inspire his brother and cousins, but he also touched the hearts of the missionaries. Imagine how many others were inspired as a result of the missionaries who followed Andrew's example. I'm grateful that Andrew learned the importance of scriptures. The scriptures have the power to change our lives and the lives of others, no matter how young we are, when we begin to read them. End of the section, Friend to Friend, Scripture Power, by Elder James B. Martino of the 70, from interviews by Michelle Garrett and Linda Davies. Read by Dwayne Case and Ethan Nelson.
I can do hard things. It's not always easy to forgive someone who hurt you or repent when you feel embarrassed. Sometimes it's hard to read scriptures every day. But Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ can help us do hard things. Their power to help us and make us stronger is called grace. Remember, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13.
Listen to these cartoons of Gabby and Garrett. What is hard for Gabby? How does she get help? In the first one, Gabby notices Garrett is sitting on the couch looking very sad. She thinks,
Garrett looks pretty sad. What could I do to cheer him up?
But then she remembers the time that Garrett spilled Gabby's juice on her shirt.
But he was so mean to me. I don't want to help him.
She goes to her room and kneels down to pray.
Heavenly Father, please help me to forgive Garrett and be kind.
Then she decides to play a game of checkers with Garrett.
Thanks for playing with me,
Garrett says. End of the article. I Can Do Hard Things, read by Maya Reinwand, Wes Nelson, and Gabriel Reinwand.